producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. If you'd like to chat with me, now's a great time to do so. I'll have the better part of an hour with you. So we covered a story yesterday passing. The reason I'm giggling is because you don't often hear Charlie Sheen being held up, or I guess he was holding himself up to a certain extent, as a model of decorum and social responsibility and decorum.
The hero right, here, of the story.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Here's the story. I know stranger things have happened. Not many, but stranger things have happened. All right. One of the players for LeSean McCoy, who the NFL is not doing well this week. They're just not.
No, really.
He's a Philadelphia Eagle running back, and on a nearly $62 tab, he tipped a waiter named Rob. Hi, I'm Rob. I'll be your server today. He tipped 20 cents. Well, and so they decided the receipt with a 20-cent tip was posted on social media by the owner of the restaurant, Tommy Up. That can't be his real name. Hopefully that's the name of the restaurant, not the guy's name, Tommy Up.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's terrible.
I don't know. All right, so here's the deal. So Charlie Sheen said, "Dear Tommy Up at PYT in Philadelphia, please tell Rob K. I'm pledging $1,000 to him for the tip debacle. Just want to help. Hashtag no judgment."
Oh, brother.
Okay. So the point being, I think that, you know, far be it for me to support, you know, sort of thugs in the NFL, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. But, I think LeSean, if he said he felt that he was disrespected, he was mistreated. He said he was mistreated, disrespected, and dissed is my term. And I think that if you're dissed, that if he'd left no tip at all, it may have been that he felt that he was just ignorant. But I think that he actually knew he knew what he was doing, and he was saying, I'm making a statement. And that seems to me a legitimate kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked people about tipping, and I told my story about being in a steakhouse with a woman who literally was choking, and I happened to know the waiters, and they Heimlicked her, and I asked how much after she left, how much they left as a tip, and she stiffed them, which I thought was kind of tacky. I mean, I think it's kind of tacky under any circumstances, but when someone's just saved your life, I mean, she may have been embarrassed, and so I'm willing to cut her a little slack, but still, I mean, she didn't leave the restaurant immediately. She wasn't taken away in an ambulance. He Heimlicked her. She sat down and had dessert and coffee, as far as I remember, finished her drink. Oh, and speaking of drink, that Ray Rice has now said that it was hard liquor that was responsible.
Oh, of course.
Alluded to. But, yeah. You know, alcohol doesn't make you do anything you don't wish you could do when
that's
you're sober.
Right.
So, I was drinking. Well, then stop drinking. He says
exactly.
He stopped drinking.
My wife and I always talk about, it's alcohol. Neither of us drink like you, Joy, but we always say that alcohol is... You know, you can never blame anything on it because it just basically takes your inhibitions away. You know,
it's the solvent of the superego.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, say the things that you normally wouldn't say.
It has to be in you.
Yeah.
It has to be in you. It's not coming from outside. So,
yeah.
Well, I think this is just the beginning of, okay, we're going to reapply next year.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll figure out how sincere the apology is going to be. Which it hasn't really come for. All right, so we're asking people about tipping. their best tipping story.
Yeah,
I've worked. Have you ever worked as a waiter?
I haven't worked as a waiter. I have worked in the service industry as a barista before, but never as a waiter.
So if I say grande latte on ice with foam, you'll know exactly what to do.
I would be able to do it. Probably.
Well, now, you guys got tipped, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Yep.
What percentage of your take home was tip?
Fairly good percent. I think at that time I was just making, you know, minimum wage. So
yeah.
I think it was quite a bit more in tips than it was in you know, in your actual wage.
So you actually made more in tips than...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
All righty. Well, I'll get a grande.
All right. I'll get that right out to you.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee either. So I tried decaf, but... even decaf has got some caffeine in it, so I have to be careful about
it.
Yeah, I'm not a caffeine girl. I know. All right, so you don't have a great tip story. Did anybody overtip you ever?
I got a $100 tip one time, and it's funny.
Just for
a coffee. It was the last person I would have expected. And I was actually kind of crabby that day, so I was, you know, a little...
barista-ish?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just trying to make my way through, and little old man orders nothing but a black coffee. And I leave the bill and get back, and he's left a $100 bill on the counter.
Do you think that was intentional?
Yes, yeah, I do. I actually do.
Did you say, sir, this is a little over...
I actually did. I was like, oh, sir, I wanted to make sure that he didn't leave...
leave it on... thought it was a 10 or something.
Yeah, no, and he said, yeah, he said, you offered great service, you know, thank you very much and whatever. So
wow.
I really made my day at that time because I was flat broke in college, so...
I'll tell you my other great... my great coffee story, which I think you will appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came to New York, you know, I was born in New Orleans, so I didn't know from the Catskills, I didn't know from Kutcher's. But one of the woman who was head of the news department, the first station I worked for, not the first station, well, I guess she was first station, his husband worked as a social director up at Kutcher's.
Okay.
Catskills. I probably should not have said which one. Never mind. Forget I said that.
Yeah, all right.
And what they would do is they made a deal with me that if I would come and give, they would let me interview them. He would interview me at the pool on Saturday afternoon for about 45 minutes. They would comp me with a guest for the weekend. Well, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know from the Catskills, you know, and I didn't have any money. So that was great. And I continued to do that long past one because I figured that they were really wonderful for me when I needed them. And so I continued to do that for years after when I really knew people. But anyway, so that was my introduction to the Catskills. And I was telling somebody this story once, and it turns out that a lot of people around here obviously knew about the Catskills, and a lot of the men... The young men in the New York area and the Pennsylvania area and the New Jersey area would work in the Catskills for the summer as waiters. All right. I think what I'm... Take Bob? Well, I'll tell you what. Let me take Bob, and I'll finish the story. Everybody will remind me to finish the Catskills story. Because also Wilt Chamberlain, for example, that a lot of very famous basketball players... I think Jerry West, a bunch of basketball players were because at a basketball camp, and they would come and be waiters up there for the summer.
And they would
be tipped lavishly because people would be there for the whole season and would make like a $3,000 tip at the end of the season. Remind me, I'll tell you the rest of this. Remind me at Catskills, coffee, and tips. All right, sure.
Yep.
All right. In the meantime, Bob, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How might I help you?
I've been married almost 20 years, and my wife recently stated she lost her job a little over 2 years ago, hasn't been able to find work, and she's saying she thinks she can get work if she goes all the way across the country, and I don't really want to do that.
Okay, let me get a little more information. Do you guys have kids together?
Yes, two. One of them's moved out. The other's in high school.
Okay. And are you currently working?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
I own a business.
What kind of business?
in the recreation industry.
All right, let me put you on hold. When we come back, let's talk about your business, whether or not it's transportable, and what we can do about the situation. Don't lose hope, all right? Put you on hold. Come back, and we'll sort through this together. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, we're talking with Bob, who's in a 20-year marriage. Wife lost her job 2 years ago. What kind of work does she do, Bob?
She's in communication. She's working part-time as a college teacher, but her full-time job that she lost was a special events coordinator for the same university, doing public events and
sure.
alumni events, things like that.
Where's the job she thinks she would be able to get?
It's out in L.A.
Has she? Why does she think she can get it? Have they asked her?
She has some contacts out there from the university and.
Well, the first thing I would do before either of you should even think about this is she should get the job. I mean, it's one thing to have a possibility of a job, but I never suggest that anybody leaves a job till they have a job. Number one, and you don't move. Unless you're a single person with some money in the bank, that you don't move to some place until you have a job. I mean, because a job makes all the difference in the world. It means you can pay your rent. It means that that you're not rushing into something that you hate. So she should certainly make many more overtures than she's made with. And because, usually before you're offered a job, you do an interview, and before you're offered a job, you're allowed to kind of negotiate. So at this moment, it seems to me that's something that she should certainly be moving forward on. You mentioned that you have your own business and you're in, you said, entertainment?
Yeah, recreation.
Okay.
My business cannot move. It's location specific. I can't pick it up and move it.
Could someone else run it for you?
No.
Okay.
It's actually struggling right now, and so I'm really working it because I can't afford to pay anybody else to do it.
Okay.
It's not inconceivable that I might liquidate it.
Okay.
But even so, with a child in high school, I'm not inclined to want to move across the country anyway.
What year high school is your kid in?
He's a sophomore.
Okay.
I guess my question to you more has to do with, I understand that she needs a job for her self-esteem and self-worth, and that's a struggling part of it. And my question is, I know that if she gets this job and wants to move to California, it's not going to work for me.
But wait a minute. Before we go there, you don't want to necessarily draw a line in the sand quite so quickly, because the drawing lines in the sand like that just get other people's hackles up. And you know what? I mean, let's look at the marriage for just a second. Let's just put aside all the issues about employment and kids in high school. And how's your marriage?
It's a little rocky. It's not terrible. It's more just tied to, we have some financial issues, and I work a lot of hours, and she hasn't worked, so, she feels like, she's not making any contribution. And
For the 20 years of your marriage, have you been the sole provider? Have you both worked? What's been the economic history of your relationship?
Up until she lost her job a couple of years ago, we were pretty equal.
Okay.
Early in our marriage where we both lost our jobs.
Okay.
But that was, we only had one child then, and, we made through okay, and then we both found jobs. And so for the bulk of it, we were pretty equal.
How long have you owned your own business?
7 years.
Okay. So did she, presumably if you owned your own business, it probably took a couple of years to take off, yes, to be able to hold its own. Right.
Yeah,
because go ahead.
Okay. Well, her losing her job hurt the business because it was such a time that, her income was running the household, so we could pour everything back into the business.
Yeah.
And now it's struggling. The business is struggling because it's also it's supporting the household besides supporting itself.
All right, because the argument she's going to make is I helped you to follow your dream, and now we have a marriage, we're partners, and it's payback time. For 7 years, I allowed you to pursue what you wanted to do. And now I want, you know, I want to do something, and I, you know, and you're not supporting me. And that's going to be her argument. And it's a hard argument to offset. So, but before we get into the, you know, he said, she said, I'm just giving you the you know, the heads up that, that's the argument she's going to make. And it's not an unreasonable argument, all right?
No, it's
that,
not,
you know,
not
for,
at all.
For the last 7 years, I've done everything I could to support your dream. I'm asking you to support mine. All right, so here's the position I take. I would not take the position you've taken unless you really want out of that marriage, whether she gets a job or not, which presumably you don't. And if you want out of the marriage, there are cleaner, better ways of doing this. Here's the deal I would say with her is, look, for 7 years, you've let me pursue my dream. Right now, what I think we should do is I think you should apply for that job, whatever job you want. I think sort of moving cross country, moving all three of us cross country with a possibility of a job doesn't make any sense. I mean, the economics of it just don't make any sense, let alone the emotional of it and the guilt. So I think you should go ahead and apply for that job. Now, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to get that job or not get the job. If you get the job, then we have some serious discussion because presumably, you know, if it starts, you know, when it starts, how it starts. But we've also got a kid who's got 3 more years of high school, and whether we're willing to move him, whether we're willing to have a commuter marriage for a while, whether I need to make some serious decisions about whether my, you know, whether this business is self-supporting. So I think what we should do is you go ahead and apply for that job and understand that there are lots of contingencies that we can, depending on what happens, if you get the job, if you get it immediately, how much it pays, whether there are other things around here that, that you can do. Because the issue is, you know, I want us to be together. The question is, how are we going to do that? So I have to make some hard decisions about my job, about my business and whether or not it's viable or not. You need, but sort of moving cross country on the possibility of a job doesn't make any sense to any of the three of us. We then need to talk about Derek. Your son has now become Derek. And whether if we're going to move, you know, do I stay here? Do we do a commuter marriage? Do we move him to another school? Does he take advanced placement so we can start college in a year early? So we're talking. So we have all sorts of variables here. Find the job first. If you get the job, we'll make this work. And I think that's the stance you need to take, because you can make it work if the two of you want to make it work. You're not the only commuter marriage that ever exists. It sounds like she has really allowed you to pursue your dream. When it comes down to it, the point is, if you draw the line in the sand, she's just going to react to that and say, well, you know, I supported you. You didn't support me. I'm going to go do whatever I want to do. But she doesn't have a job. And if the two of you want to get out of the marriage, there are better ways to do it than this kind of circuitous way. So don't take that stance. Say, listen, I hear that you're frustrated. Go ahead and apply for the job. If you get that job, we'll figure out a way to make this work. And if we have to commute, we have to commute. We'll figure it out. So you go ahead and pursue that, and let's see where we get. You also have to make some serious decisions, eventually, if not immediately, about your job, about your work, and how viable it is. All right? Call me, but have her go ahead and apply for that job with you being supportive, at least in theory, because otherwise you're going to have a disaster. Tracy, you are next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, Tracy Madeer. How am I going to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How am I going to help?
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling a lot of anxiety because every time I have to go on a business trip, I feel really guilty and really bad because I have two young girls, ages 7 and 5, and okay. I just feel bad for having to leave them. And I usually have to travel every 2 weeks for, you know, a couple of days during the week. and I just wanted you to help me figure out how I can not feel so anxious.
Okay. What about the kid's daddy?
Oh, the kid's daddy is very involved. He's the one who's looking after them while I'm gone, and he's very supportive of my career and everything. So, you know, it's just kind of me feeling bad for not being able to be there 24/7 with the kids.
All right, if the roles were reversed, just think about it for just a minute. If the roles were reversed, if your husband traveled, and you're gone for what, like 2 days every 2 weeks?
Maybe 3 days.
Okay, so 3 days every 2 weeks. If he were gone that much, would you view him as an inadequate parent?
No.
How come?
Well, because if he's doing it, I would just feel that it's my duty to take care of the kids, so...
Okay, so how come plumbing makes his having that schedule okay and you're having that schedule terrible? Right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so listen, I'm not trying to bait you. What I'm saying is you and I have grown up in a situation that suggests that that women should be the nurturer and men should be the wage earners. Yet I would suspect that you and I both also feel that women should be treated as equal partners, that we don't want to do the barefoot and pregnant thing. We don't want to feel like we're second-class citizens. We don't want to feel like our opinions don't matter. So we're kind of caught in that transition between thousands of years that say man is in charge and the transition that says why should men die 15% before women just because they have to take responsibility not only for themselves but for everybody else as well? What we want to do is be partners. We want to share our life. We want to share our concerns. We want to share our love. We want to be able to talk about things. We want to be able to take each other on vacations. We want to be able to support each other. We want to be able that women don't want to be children. They want to be full tilt boogie partners. Doesn't mean we want to be men, just means we don't want to be children. So you've got a situation. It sounds like you probably have a job that you really like. Yes?
Yes, I really like my job.
That you're probably good at it.
Yes.
You probably make a fair chunk of change at it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if... Let me sort of back off a little bit and tell you just a quick story, all right? I had a friend, and this was probably 20 years ago, so this was a while ago. And she had a situation that was very similar to yours, in that she had a job that paid really well, and she was very well respected, and her husband basically was much more nurturing than she was. I mean, he just was. I mean, it wasn't that she was a bad parent at all. But and he had gotten to the point he was older than she was, so they had a child together. I don't think he'd had children before. She had two other children, and so what happened was he stayed home and took care of the child, and she went out and had a fairly high powered career, and everything was terrific except they couldn't quite get past the fact that they'd done a role reversal. And so eventually it cost them the marriage. But you're 20 years down the pike from this one. And I'm saying if you can just decide that you and your husband are kind of part of the brave new world, that you are partners with one another, you are life partners, you support each other, you are both smart, you listen to one another, and it just happens that he stays home and takes care of the kids. Doesn't mean he's a woman, it just means he stays home and takes care of the kids, which about 17% of the population do. 17% of stay-at-home parents are men at this point, which is certainly not anywhere near a majority, but it's not nobody either. And you're the one who goes out, and you're not gone nearly as much as quite often men who travel are gone. And so part of it is just thinking about it differently. All right, I will also tell you one other story, and then we will talk about how this works for you. When my daughter was about a year old, I'd been working my whole life. I put I put her father through school, and I was teaching, so I was actually working some, at one point, I just decided that I was kind of losing my mind, and I really needed... I love my daughter dearly, loved raising her, but I needed to be out of, I needed to resume my practice. And
right.
So I went on an interview, and we actually... I had... Because I had a big house and no money, we actually had a young woman living in with us who graduated high school, wasn't quite ready for college. So for room and board, the small stipend, she helped me take care of my kid. And so the deal was, I was going to work a day or two a week, maybe one. And so I left the house. My daughter is sobbing. I was so discombobulated. I got to the car, which took me about maybe 45 seconds to get to the car. Realized I didn't have my car keys. Walked back to the house. So that's 90 seconds, maybe a minute and a half at most, going from my sobbing daughter to go back, and she's happily playing with Marcia, who was not even a babysitter. She lived with us. And what I realized at that moment was that mother is just, you know, a synonym for guilt, that her dad never felt at all terrible about going off to work because, you know, all of us expected that's what guys do. But somehow my daughter tuned in, and she was an infant. She was a year old. But she was smart enough to tune into the fact that mom feels really intensely guilty about this, so she was perfectly willing to take the ball and run and sobbing, and if someone had been next door, they probably would have called Child Protective Services. In the 90 seconds it took me to get back to the house, she was fine. So part of it is just having to change your thinking. And so you need to decide one of two things, Trace. Either this job is just not for you. It's, you know, the traveling, even 3 days a week, it's just not for you, and you're going to find something closer to home until either, you know, your child is in school, or your kids are both in school, and during the day, you know, they're not home either. But either that this is something that you need to not be a stay at home mom, but be not traveling, or maybe a stay at home mom, or that your daughters are going to grow up, or your children are going to grow up with the idea of, you know, mom's work. I will tell you one more story. Which is, at one point, my deal with my daughter was that she got to pick, because I was working mom and felt guilty, like, duh, that Fridays were hers, that we would do anything she wanted to do. And they were inviolate. I wouldn't do it. And there was one thing where there was this huge staff meeting that I really had to be in. And I said to my daughter, can I switch with you Friday to Thursday or whatever it was? And she said, why? This is the kind of kid I raised. And I said, well, I have to go play doctor. My daughter then said, you mean nurse? And I said, what? She said, you mean you have to go play nurse? And I said, no, I have to go play doctor. She said, you can't be a doctor, you're a girl.
Wow.
I said to my doctor, I am not a girl, I am a woman, and I am I'm a doctor. And so our kids will grow up with whatever we teach them. And my daughter now, later, you know, maybe 6 months later, I said, you know, we're going to go to Vicky's or something, and they're going to... I said, we can't go today. And she said, is Vicky going to work? And I said, no, Vicky doesn't work. And she said, why? Is she sick? So how we teach, what our lives are, is what our children expect. So you need... This isn't about your kids. This isn't about your husband. This is about you and what you want. And the anxiety is because you haven't sorted it out. So either decide, look, my kids are going to grow up knowing that moms work, that moms pay for vacation, that dads can be just as hands-on as much, if not more so, than women, that dads can cook, dads can braid hair, dads can kiss boo-boos, and moms can work. Or, I don't want to do this anymore, and get a different job. But don't do what you're doing now, which is stay with the job and feel lousy about it. So choose.
Right.
But you see, this has nothing to do with your kids. Your kids are fine. It has nothing to do with your husband. Obviously, he's okay about it. It has nothing even to do with your job. It has to do with what you want and how you think it through. So guilt is just feeling good about feeling bad. It is a useless emotion. If you don't want to do it, then stop doing it. And if you do want to do it, then don't feel guilty about it. Just change how you think about it. All right? You have a choice here. Think about it. If you want to stay on the line and talk with me a little bit about it, I'll leave you there. If you want to go on your own and think about it, you're welcome to do it. I'll have Shane decide what you want to do, and we'll do whatever you want to do. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, come on, let's be honest. It's not only across America, it's also across Canada, so it's across North America. And we get calls from literally all over the world.
Yeah,
so
all over the world there. On the internet.
Well, yeah, we get you haven't gotten any of our calls from Hong Kong or
not yet, but
yeah,
I believe you.
Or Japan, yeah, or Peru. You know, it's great. Kind of fun. I don't know why it's fun. I used to, when I first started in broadcasting, I worked for a station that boomed out over the Atlantic. And so I would get calls in the middle of the night from Holland.
Wow, Iceland. No kidding.
It was
kind of
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, it was. All right, so let's go back to to movies that influenced you as a kid. It's a perfect way to sort of end up this hour, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a good way to end the week and okay. Kind of positive note.
There we go.
One person, Marion here, says E.T., like the person before had said, and then also Star Wars, which was huge for me when I was a kid. The first movie I saw in the theater was Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. So that was a big one for me, too.
I'm convinced my daughter became a marine biologist because of the Star Wars, or the Star Trek.
Star Trek? Oh, sure.
With the whales, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I think that was like... Three.
Yeah, went back in time or something.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, I'm not a huge Star Trek fan, although I mean I enjoy that stuff.
Star Wars,
but yeah, Star Wars was my thing when I was.
Well, yeah, Star Wars was. I mean, Star Trek was a little cheesy, but we kind of all loved it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And the reboot of Star Trek has been great.
Oh yes,
Jeffrey Quinto.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah.
Right, so Star Wars and E.T. Gotcha.
Yeah,
all right.
We've got one here that says The Jungle Book by Disney. She says it introduced me to swing jazz music, which she loves to this day, and was also one of her nans. I guess she says, I'm assuming, grandma's most favorite movies. So they'd watched that video together, I guess, and it made her feel kind of close to her, and she passed away last December, so... She says she misses her.
There are some movies that just sort of remind us. I said my daughter watched The Burning of Atlanta. That was her first. I took her. They had reissued Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
And she and I both love movies. Even during her adolescence when we had a hard time finding things to not fight about, that we could always go to movies together and talk about movies together. And so.
Right. And here Cindy says, what was yours, Dr. Joy? What was your most memorable movie? From your childhood?
As I said, I remember the one that scared the living daylights out of me was Them, with the big ants and the buzzing on the poles. You know, I don't remember so much movies when I was a kid. I remember going to Saturday matinees. In fact, I gave a speech at one of my affiliates in York, Pennsylvania. And I when I went into the hall, I said, oh my gosh, this was a movie theater. And they said, how did you know? And I said, well, first of all, I could smell the popcorn. And second of all, I used to go here on Saturdays.
Okay.
And they would have Saturday matinees.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the content. I think there was usually a newsreel and a cowboy movie and a serial. And they would,
you
know, so you would start next week.
Yeah, they even did those when I was a kid still. Yeah, I mean, it was...
Even when dinosaurs weren't roaming.
Yeah,
huh?
Right, yeah.
I loved the original movie, The Producers. I thought that was just hilarious when they slap Gene Wilder and say, I'm wet and, you know, and hit or something. And Zero Mostel.
Gene Wilder is one of my all-time favorites.
Met him.
Did you really?
He's just as sweet in person.
He
has that sweet face, and he is a really nice guy. I'm trying to remember any of I do remember The Wizard of Oz, and I remember just being absolutely entranced. When it burst into color, I thought that was really kind of cool. I'm trying to remember any movie really from my childhood. As I said, I remember scary television much more. We didn't go to movies very often, and we didn't have television until fairly late.
Well, right. I remember when I was a kid, it was a big treat to go to a movie. And nobody had, you didn't have DVDs or VCRs or anything like that. It was... You know, when I was a kid, if anybody had a movie, it was on a reel, you know, on an actual reel.
Oh, yeah, machine. Yeah. Well, and drive-in movies.
Oh, I
love drive-in movies. Except, you know, those stupid little boxes that you put on the side of the window, and you could
never
actually worked. Hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could never actually hear anything.
There's a great drive-in that my wife and I go to still to this day. So we're kind of spoiled here.
Where is it? I was going to say there were only 12 drive-ins, I think, left in America.
No kidding. I heard that. Yeah, with the changeover to digital, it's been kind of almost impossible for them to stay in business. But this one did switch over to digital. It's in on the east side of the Twin Cities here in Minnesota.
Well, next time I have to go to a drive-in.
There you go. Yeah. It's a great experience for the kids, you know, kind of get that little taste of history a little bit.
There we go. And Burger King is introducing an all-black burger. I don't even know what that means.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Yeah, neither did I. I haven't heard that. An all-black burger.
All right, I'm sorry. It seemed consistent with drive-in theaters.
Yeah.
What else we got? It seemed like junk.
Yeah, right. Here we've got one that's a younger listener. She says Home Alone was a movie that she must have watched 1,000 times, she says. So,
do you know, speaking of movies that you watched, the Man Who Would Be King?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I've probably seen that movie, that and The Big Chill. I've probably seen each of those like 15 times.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
The Man Who Would Be King, I think, is one of the all-time wonderful movies.
Okay, yeah.
Rudyard Kipling.
Yeah, definitely.
Sean Connery and Michael Caine and who's the other guy? I can see him in my mind.
Yeah.
He played in Sound of Music.
Yeah. Jeez, I can't think of his
name.
We'll
think of it in a minute. All right. So what else? Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Here's one. Speaking of ones that you've seen a million times, one I've seen a million times, two people in a row say the movie Goonies.
I thought that was mean spirited.
It kind of was. I went back and watched it recently.
A boy movie.
Yeah, yeah. And it kind of is a little naughty for kids too. I mean, there's some you know, stuff in there that I don't think I'd want my boys to watch.
Yeah, no, I thought that was kind of a mean-spirited movie.
I was kind of surprised my folks let me watch that one, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, I think people just didn't pay as much attention.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. Yeah, nowadays
I mean, there's that
more.
Whole thing. Yeah, that whole thing about, things that our parents said they now go to jail for.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
leaving kids in the car, smoking in the car,
yeah.
No seatbelts, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
This
person, Cindy, says Mary Poppins, because I remember taking the bus downtown with my mom and standing in line to see it.
And the Dancing Penguins.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke, yeah.
Christopher Plummer is who I was thinking of.
Oh,
remember.
Right.
Sean Connery,
right.
Michael Caine, Saeed Jeffrey, and Christopher Plummer.
Sure.
He was Kipling.
Okay, right, sure.
Yeah. But if you haven't seen The Man Who Would Be King, you should go get that. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I have.
It's a wonderful
movie.
Yeah,
it really is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Don says Peter Pan with Mary Martin in it.
Wow,
it was wonderful as a kid, and she wanted to be just like Peter. I think we all did.
Never grew up.
Flying around,
yeah.
And never grown up, yeah.
I saw Sandy Duncan do that in Boston, and it was one of the few times that I wished that my radio program was TV, because I asked her how changing a boy had changed her.
Oh.
And she crossed her arms over her chest and said, "This is who I am," and then she flung them outside and she said that's what Peter had taught her. And I thought,
wow,
people need to see this. Yeah, it was great.
Brilliant, yeah.
All right, folks, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Hopefully your hands aren't crossed over your chest. You're flinging them out wide and enjoying your life. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.